You know that feeling when your smartphone starts glitching
Mm.
and it forces a massive OS update? It's super frustrating, but you tap a button and you just wait. Imagine trying to execute a mandatory update like that, but for the workforce of an entire nation, like millions of people needing their skills completely well, rewired for the modern economy.
Right, it's a massive logistical mountain. I mean, you can't just plug a country into a charger and reboot it. It requires changing the fundamental way people actually learn and work.
Exactly. Which brings us to the mission for today's deep dive. We are exploring South Africa's blueprint for surviving the fourth industrial revolution. We're looking at their national digital and future of work skills strategy.
Yeah, we're breaking down how a nation attempts an upgrade of this magnitude, and more importantly, why this matters to you. Because the survival tactics they are laying out, they're the exact same ones every professional will need to navigate the coming decades.
So to understand the sheer scale of this, you have to look at their starting line. The strategy uses a 2019 baseline showing a staggering 29% unemployment rate.
Which is an enormous socioeconomic weight. But they actually project that if they manage digitization correctly, they will see a net gain of over 1 million jobs by 2030. Including a projected 1.6 million new opportunities specifically for women.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking at that baseline and I'm kind of struggling with the math. If automation and AI are systematically replacing workers, how do you net a million new jobs?
I mean, it seems totally contradictory at first, but you have to factor in what the strategy calls the human capacity leak.
The human capacity leak. What exactly is leaking?
The talent pipeline. High school dropouts are falling through the cracks, and top-tier talent is emigrating to find better opportunities. But at the same time, digitization isn't just killing old jobs. It's spawning entirely new proto-industries, like fintech, digital health, advanced manufacturing.
Right, so the tech acts as an expansion mechanism, creating roles that just didn't exist 10 years ago.
Precisely. And regarding those opportunities for women, historically, many have been locked into vulnerable informal sectors. So the strategy explicitly targets that demographic to shift them into high-value remote or tech-enabled roles.
That is a fundamental change to the economy. But to plug that leak, you have to give people tangible pathways. You need to figure out exactly what skills to teach them so they actually stay.
Yes, and the data in the report points straight to hard-to-fill vacancies. We're talking severe, immediate shortages for software developers, cybersecurity specialists, network engineers. But it's not just the standard IT crowd anymore.
Yeah, the proliferation of AI and the Internet of Things is giving birth to these hyper-specific titles. Like, they are suddenly desperate for robotic process automation developers or AI transformation socialists.
Which highlights a crucial shift. The demand isn't just for the people writing the raw code. It's for professionals who understand how to integrate these massive tech shifts into everyday business operations.
It reminds me of the early days of personal computers. Building the machine wasn't enough. You needed designers to create a graphic interface so, you know, normal people could actually use it.
That is a great comparison. Today, it seems like we need human bridges, managers and translators to make complex AI functional for the rest of the workforce.
But identifying the jobs is the easy part, right? Actually restructuring a historically slow educational system to teach those skills before the tech changes again, that sounds impossible.
It requires a completely different approach to bureaucracy. Trying to push a cutting-edge tech curriculum through a standard government department is a nightmare.
Oh, I can imagine. It can take years just to approve a standard test book. An evolving AI syllabus wouldn't stand a chance.
The authors recognize that. That's why they recommend pushing the proposed digital skills forum outside of standard government structures entirely. They need private sector agility. And to manage this, they propose an AI-driven nodal system.
Okay, AI-driven nodal system. That sounds like pure science fiction jargon. How does that actually work in practice?
Think of it like a highly advanced national matchmaking app. But instead of dates, the AI is constantly scraping real-time market data to see what skills employers need right this second.
Oh, wow. And then it matches those immediate needs directly to workers.
Exactly. Specifically to workers who are acquiring micro-credentials. These are bite-sized, highly focused certifications, like a six-week course in basic Python or data privacy.
So instead of spending 4 years getting a broad degree that might be obsolete by graduation, you're constantly acquiring stackable skills. You take a credential in data analysis, stack it with project management, and the AI connects your stack to an open role instantly.
That's the ultimate vision. The goal isn't just basic tech literacy. It's building a society that is fundamentally digitally adaptive. In this new paradigm, agility is becoming far more valuable than knowing one specific programming language.
So we're looking at a national strategy aimed at stopping a massive talent leak by completely redefining education, moving toward lifelong stackable micro-credentials backed by a system demanding pure adaptability.
And relying on an algorithmic matchmaking system to keep the whole economy humming, which leaves us with a rather profound reality to consider as we look to the future of work everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if an AI is acting as the central nervous system for human education and job placement, who's auditing the algorithm?
Right. Who actually decides what matters?
Exactly. If an AI effectively becomes the nation's ultimate guidance counselor, deciding which human skills get funded and which get ignored, are we upgrading the workforce or are we just handing over the steering wheel? Something for you to think about. Until next time.